From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. There are dramatic scenes today on the streets of the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. Thousands of supporters of political opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko are outside the presidential building. Hundreds of thousands more have taken over the city center. The protesters say they have been cheated of electoral victory by government officials who have declared the pro-Moscow candidate the winner of Ukraine's presidential elections. Earlier today, Yushchenko declared he was the winner of the election and took a symbolic oath of office. Current Ukrainian President Leonid Kuchma has called for negotiations to end the crisis. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is with the demonstrators outside the presidential offices in Kiev and joins us. And Lawrence, describe the scene where you are right now.
A lot of very enthusiastic people who have gathered here, 2,000 or 3,000 of them, outside of the presidential administration building. They broke off from the larger demonstration which has been happening on Republic Independence Square, about a mile from here. 2,000 or 3,000 of them, very fired up, waving the opposition's trademark flags and yelling for President Kuchma to resign, down with Kuchma, yelling the name of a candidate, Yushchenko, also yelling slogans combined with expletives in reference to Russian President Vladimir Putin, who they believe tried to interfere in this election.
Yeah, we should clarify that these protesters say that there was massive election fraud and that the presumed winner, Viktor Yanukovych, is not actually the winner, that Mr. Yushchenko is.
That's right. International observers said there'd been a litany of fraud, ballot box stuffing, manipulation. We saw ourselves on the state media how the situation was played out. It was just unabashed, basically, support for the pro-government candidate. So there's plenty of evidence to suggest that this vote wasn't free and fair. International observers made that conclusion. And now the government has 200,000 or 300,000 people in the streets. And it's not just that they're supporting candidate Yushchenko, former Prime Minister Yushchenko, the opposition leader. It's also really years of pent-up frustration with 10 years of a quasi-authoritarian system government, which is very corrupt. Many members of the Kuchma inner circle not even allowed into certain European countries or the United States because they are so embroiled in so many corruption and criminal probes.
With these hundreds of thousands of people in the streets, it's entirely possible that something could go awry. So far, have things been peaceful?
It's like a big street party in a lot of ways. People are very, very happy. There's no indication that there's going to be anything but peaceful demonstration. There's been no attempt by the security forces or the police to stop any of the demonstrators. It's just been very, very peaceful. These people up here who are outside of the presidential administration, there are about 20 or 30 security troops with helmets and a riot gear on around the building. They're perhaps the most militant of the people we've seen, and even they are very peaceful and just waving flags and yelling slogans for Kuchma to get out of power.
And no sign that the security forces would crack down on this?
Absolutely none. As a matter of fact, opposition leaders telling us that they'd been waiting for a sign. Many people in the military and the security forces, they sympathized with opposition leader Yushchenko. And in fact, the reason that he decided to take the oath of office today, although it's obviously merely a declarative and a symbolic statement, was that they wanted a sign that he was ready to take power.
And briefly, Lawrence, the role of Russian President Vladimir Putin here, he congratulated Mr. Yanukovych despite concerns about this election. What about his role in all of this?
That's gone down very badly here. As I said, we've had people yelling slogans mixed with expletives describing Mr. Putin up here. The fact is that Mr. Putin came to Ukraine and he gave his wholehearted support for Viktor Yanukovych, the prime minister. People really interpreted his agitation as saying Russia is here, that President Putin basically wanted to appoint the Ukrainian leader, and Ukrainians are very sensitive about those types of things, and it's caused a lot of irritation here.
Lawrence, thanks.
Thank you.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Kiev.